This month, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger resurrected the idea of merit pay for the state's 310,000 teachers. Days later, President Bush proposed bonus pay for teachers based on how well their students do on reading and math tests. But NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports that devising a formula for merit pay is complicated and usually means taking on national teachers' unions.
Now let me say this to every Californian teacher who is opening the minds of our children and nurturing their lives. I want to reward you for your hard work. The more we reward excellent teachers, the more our teachers will be excellent.
In his State of the State speech, Governor Schwarzenegger said teachers' pay should be tied to merit, not tenure. History shows, though, that politically merit pay has been doomed for two main reasons: the difficulty in connecting teacher performance to students' performance, and cost. Just ask Paul Rainier of the Fairfax County Public Schools in Northern Virginia.
It was a combination of those two factors, and it definitely cost substantially more.
In 1986, the Fairfax School Board and teachers agreed to a voluntary plan based on mandatory evaluations. Before long, over 2,000 teachers had received bonuses of up to $3,000. Fairfax did not tie merit pay directly to students' test scores, but there was an assumption that if students did poorly, it was because the teacher was ineffective. Rainier says it was more complicated than that.
Teachers get the students that they get in any given year. Some students are much better prepared than others. How do you differentiate among the different teachers and the different students?
By 1992, the program had run out of money and teachers were having second thoughts. Most believe that the policy hurt morale by creating unnecessary competition among teachers, which is why teachers' unions have opposed merit pay.
It has poisoned the well.
Rob Weil is with the American Federation of Teachers.
A lot of times politicians propose these when they're trying to deflect or divert people's attention away from other problems within the schools. There's not a built-in commitment over time to develop a perfect plan up front. Second thing is, many, many times these plans, they're developed, but they're not funded.
Over the years, merit pay has flopped in places like Iowa, Cincinnati, and Florida. The exception is Denver, Colorado. 6 years ago, the school board and the Denver Teachers Union agreed to tie teacher pay to students' performance. Brad Jupp was the union's lead negotiator.
The key about what we did in Denver is that we actually looked into the classroom for measuring student learning. We didn't rely on a large-scale assessment like our state standards test.
Jupp says tying students' work to teachers' work in the classroom turned out to be a more legitimate way to reward teachers. At the beginning of the school year, principals and teachers agree on what students should know and be able to do by the end of the school year. Teachers are rewarded based on how much progress students make. 6 years later, Jupp says this policy has been well-honed.
It's not an evaluation system, it's a pay system. What we're doing is we're saying that teachers who meet these objectives will get pay increases. We're not saying that teachers that fail to meet these objectives are unsatisfactory in their performance. We're saying that you can't use compensation systems to get rid of your bad teachers.
Today, there are 9 ways a teacher in the Denver Public Schools can increase her earnings. Instead of a bonus, teachers are put on a kind of accelerated pay scale that allows them to earn more money more quickly, as long as their kids are making progress. The price tag, about $25 million a year, which is why the school district is pushing for a tax increase in November. Can a pay-for-performance plan like Denver's work elsewhere? Teachers' unions remain skeptical. But already, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty has joined California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and President Bush in saying it's time to resurrect the merit pay issue. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.